The head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security paid Illinois' capital city a visit yesterday. Secretary Kristi Noem appeared in Springfield, where she took aim at Governor J.B. Pritzker's immigration policies. But before Noem's press conference, federal agents took reporters in a motorcade to an unmarked facility. Mawa Iqbal picks up the story from there.
Early in the morning, officers shuttled myself and other reporters from the Springfield airport to the unmarked building on the west side of town in a motorcade. But even though they invited us, officials told anyone with a camera or microphone, like me, had to stay in the van. Only the reporters who were taking photos could actually go inside. So my colleague George Wiebe with the Chicago Sun-Times went in, with no information on what was about to happen. He says there were Homeland Security agents inside a crammed office space talking to Noem.
She went on to address two detained men of unknown origin. She asked them about why they were there before informing them that they were going to be deported.
Wiebe says none of the officials there briefed the press on what was happening, who the detained men were, why they were there. And according to Wiebe, the men looked confused too.
They kind of just shuffled us in, told us where to stand, like not get too close to anyone or anything, and then shuffled us right out.
They were in and out of there within 5 minutes, and I never went inside. Next, we were taken to the press conference, though at this point, we weren't exactly sure where it would be, until we arrived at a house on a quiet residential street not too far away from downtown Springfield. Secretary Noem began her remarks by blasting Illinois' sanctuary law, which limits cooperation between local, county, and state police and federal agents on immigration cases.
Springfield needs attention specifically because of the victims that have been here, but also because of the laws that come out of this city that impact the entire state that is protecting illegal criminals.
She goes on to say that a few houses away from where we were standing, Springfield resident Emma Schaefer was killed in her home nearly 2 years ago. Law enforcement suspects it was committed by an ex-boyfriend who lacked legal status. Schaefer was 24 years old. Some Illinois Republicans flanked Noem, and so did some family members of people who were killed by those lacking legal status. But Noem mostly focused her remarks on one person, Illinois' Democratic governor.
Governor Pritzker has created a sanctuary here for those criminals and invited them here with free health care, free housing, free assistance, and facilitated them being protected from being brought to justice. People are dying every day because of these policies, and people are evading justice.
As she was wrapping up the press conference, Noem was met with dozens of protesters, honking their car horns and using noisemakers to drown her out. A few of Emma Schaefer's friends were there too. Noem says she couldn't reach Schaefer's family, but they weren't hard to find. They were close by, protesting Noem's visit outside the governor's mansion a few blocks away. They say Noem's using Schaefer's death to advance a cruel and heartless political agenda. Pritzker and numerous Democrats also condemn Noem's appearance, saying she's been denying defendants due process as they deport people, including U.S. citizens. Illinois' sanctuary status will continue to be a flashpoint for Republicans in D.C. Pritzker says he will testify before a Republican-led congressional committee on this very topic in June. I'm Mawa Iqbal.